So I opened up I bought the Cards Against Humanity expansion packs 1 and 2.
No, yeah.
And the first expansion pack, the card that was right on top for you to see as soon as you opened it was a big black dick. And guess what the top card on expansion 2 was?
I have no idea.
A bigger, blacker dick. So my cousin comes through the door. I'm like, you gotta see this. This like just makes this expansion so much better. So I throw the first one up in his face, like, nice. And I throw the second one up, he's like, that's awesome.
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Gamesman. What role will you play?
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gamesman RPG. We are here to play roles and I am playing the role of your host. I am Dan Hardly Dan Natman, and with me as ever I have Gary Amorous 89 Lever. And I forgot to say this is episode 48, but well it is. So Gary, what have you been up to?
Not starting ever. It's already taken like 4 tries at the beginning.
Paracom internet.
I have some trouble with that, maybe. But I am doing fine. I don't know. I haven't, you know, we'll just go into my week. I have not done anything other than working, and because I don't live with my parents right now, I haven't been doing anything but really playing games. God, have I been playing a few games.
Sweet!
How's your week been, Dan?
Same as usual, really. Christmas shopping. Staying up really late because Mum went out late night shopping. She didn't get home until like 10:45. So by the time we got around to eating dinner, it was 11 o'clock at night, and
what?
I was very grumpy.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
I know.
Who eats at 11 o'clock at night?
Well, me when I'm waiting for my mother to come back with some freaking ingredients. That's who.
I would have just been like, I'm gonna have a something out of the fridge.
Yeah, that's the thing. We didn't have anything. And she came back really freaking late, and I wasn't in a good mood.
What night was this?
Because I was so, last night.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So that's why.
It's one of the reasons why I didn't come on. Because I was really fucking angry.
Funny, you can't pitch it, Dan. His mom didn't get home till 11 o'clock at night, and that's whenever he got to eat. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so other than that, not a lot really. Looking at the Steam sale, trying to figure out what the fuck's going on with that.
Wait, is there actually a Steam sale going on?
Well, the auction thing that they're doing.
I'm like, fuck the auction. I've been turning all the shit and the gems that I don't care about and don't want. So I've been getting a lot of gems and this is something we can talk about right now, I guess. Getting all the, it's not really game related. I've just been turning all the shit emoticons and stuff that I will never ever use in the gems, and I've been buying card booster packs. I put $5 on my Steam account. I actually put $5 on mine, $5 on Courtney's, and I bought a shit ton of cards. And like I have almost the whole set of the holiday card set. Just from buying cards, I've only spent $2.50, and I got like 6 or 7. Actually, I think it was like 8 card sets done. And I wanted to trade with Lee for Super Street Fighter because he has a few that I have, but I guess he doesn't have any duplicates, so I'm gonna get the last like 3 or something that I need. Normally I spend all this money, but since I'm like short on money right now, I haven't been able to do the whole like awesome, you know, buy everyone gifts. Of course, that's like my whole summer thing as well, where I just buy everyone everything. But yeah, like I almost have the badge crafted for this holiday just by buying $5 of shit.
If you want to get the 2014 holiday profile, the current bid is at 1,205,100 gems.
Where the fuck did they get those gems?
Well, there was a loophole, apparently.
But they reset everything. Like, yeah. They get everyone their stuff back and shit, so how the hell?
I've got 1,000 gems, that's it.
Yeah.
So I might as well just get some packs. And
yeah, that's what I did. I bought a few packs. And sold some cards out of it and everything. So, actually, I think I have more cards I have to sell. And that may be the podcast is just selling cards. Want to trade? Master.
Anyway, I don't really get this. It's.
It's like using eBay on Steam kind of for a game.
Yeah, but with fake money.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like the monopoly of buying games. Except yeah. Get real games out of it. I don't know. But yeah, like, one thing is, I don't really care about the games that they have on there, so like.
War of Mine, that's on there. That's supposed to be excellent, but other than that, I'm like, and that's going for like 60 something thousand, so I'm like, sod it.
Yeah, and I can buy that game for how much? It's taken a while.
Yeah, I'll buy it in January when I've got some cash. I'm fine.
Yeah, it's $20 and
I can just get it without the hassle.
Oh, it kind of looks like what was that zombie one? Deadlight? Is that it? Kind of looks like that, except you can see out further, I guess.
I remember. Yeah, it's a lot more strategic and exploratory and.
Ooh, why is
and if you go and invade someone's house and take their stuff, then you'll have. If you go into an old person's house whilst they're not there and manage to steal some of their food, then they may well die as a result of that and not survive the war. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. You can only go out at night. During the day, you spend the time patching up your place with the group of people you've got, and then
can people come in and take yours? My quest for epic loot or whatever, like where you make a fortress and try to have people not get through it. I don't know if it's kind of like that or if it's just all single player stuff.
I have no idea if it's actual other people or just the AI. I haven't really looked into it that much.
I may have to look into it.
But it does look pretty cool. I saw Jim Sterling do a video on it, and I was kind of half paying attention to what he was doing whilst I was doing something else. But it looked pretty cool.
That's the other thing. I want to listen to the Jimquisition podcast, or I can't remember what it's called. I think that may be
The Podquisition.
Podquisition, that's what it is. Yeah, and it doesn't show up on Podbay where I like put all my podcasts and everything so I can stream them. So he needs to get that stuff figured out.
Yeah, I think he's getting the RSS feed sorted out, or he's got it sorted out because he's doing it with SoundCloud. He had to get their permission or something. But yeah, be very careful. When you go to his site, it's The Jimquisition. Apparently, if you just go to jimquisition.com, it's a hentai site.
Really? I'm totally going to right now. Not to look at porn, I just need to see if this is real. Keep talking.
Sorry, I just have
the excessive fapping.
So yeah, I can't see the link for his RSS feed, which is somewhat annoying.
It totally is.
I know.
don't like hentai or anything.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I'm going through this whole page. She has some white stuff all over her. I don't know what that could be. Maybe milk?
Copied X.
Oh, God. This is awesome. I wonder how many people have looked at that. It's horrible.
Quite a few, I imagine.
Probably. Should we get in the games we've been playing?
Yeah, we could do, I guess. Well, I guess you should go first, since I'm hosting, which is annoying, because I thought I was going first, and I wanted to talk about it.
Well, my games, I played some Ultra Street Fighter 4 with Lee, and we went in and practiced all, like, well, I only have one character that I'm actually really good at, and I can't find another one that I'd like to, like, do as well, so I am just using the one, Juri, I believe her name is, or Yuri, Juri, I can't remember, and I really like her. I think I beat Lee once. He kicked my ass, basically, because he got to, like, train, or, you know, figure out all his moves, and, it's so much goddamn fun. Like, I hated, probably because I hate my brother and my cousin, I don't know. and I'm living with my cousin, so maybe I don't hate him that much. But, like, it was probably because I got my ass kicked so much as a kid because, you know, they're better, they knew moves, and, like, I didn't know shit, and I was just a little kid. And, like, I used to rip their cords out of the console so I could beat them up. But, like, I really... Lee and I are kind of evenly matched. He's got a decent skill set or something. I don't know what I want to say over me, but like I can hold my own and I can beat him every once in a while. As long as I don't like lose like you know 10 times in a row, like I don't get mad and all that stuff, or I am not as immature as I once was. I don't know, but it is so much fun. Playing with him, and I think the thing that really lined it up is the next game we played, which is Dive Kick. I kicked his ass at Dive Kick. I won like every single time except for a few, which is weird because how like you set a match, it's like you can set it to however many wins you the match. Like, you know, Street Fighter, like you can put it to two and stuff like that. Well, ours was set to 5, but somehow, I don't know if he put on a handicap or something, he only had to win 1, and I had to win 5.
Yeah, sneaky bastard.
So I beat him like 20 times, and he beat me like 3. I did win like the first time we did it, and then for some reason, it didn't reset for him. Like the first time we did it, like he had 0, I had 0, and like we go... But his never went down. Mine always went back down to 0 once like the round finished or the match finished. But like Dive Kick, if people don't know, you should pick it up on Steam. It's actually pretty cheap, and get it on Steam Solo if you want it cheaper. But it's a game where they only use their feet. You basically have a jump and a kick button. That is it, and it's amazing. It's so much fun. But, like, you know, my guy that I was using, he, like, jumps and I think he hit the jump again. Like, he does, he, like, throws up a grappling hook kind of thing and then he swings across the screen. And, like, if you hit it right, because in Dive Kick, it is a one-hit kill. And I think this is why it did so good. Like, I just got that, like, first hit in all the time. and it was just so much fun. I can't remember who I played as, but he played as the, one guy from Saints Row, I can't remember his name, wears sunglasses. He, spoilers for 3, he dies in it. Dan, do you remember who he is? He's like your best friend.
Sorry, I've just completely zoned out for a second.
We're talking about fighting games. Dan's like, fighting games. That's how I get about racing games.
Yeah.
No, the guy in Saints Row 3 who dies and
oh, Gat.
Gat, yeah. He was playing as Gat and shit. And, yeah. Well, you remember that really quickly. Tell you don't listen to me ever. But, yeah, like, Divekick is so much fun. Oh, I just, I want to play him more in it so I can kick his ass. And then, like, he needs to download Mortal Kombat. We're going to play that. And I should have played it this morning. I believe I was talking to him. I think it was this morning or yesterday. But I tried to... Oh, if you go to somebody's, I think, profile... This is another Steam thing we can mention. If you go to somebody's profile, apparently you can, like... There's a button while they're playing a game, and you can actually go to, like... watch game, or like watch the game they're playing, or whatever the button says. I think it's like watch game. And
yeah, we talked about that last week.
I completely.
Oh, I did. You obviously weren't listening.
Apparently. Yeah. So I did that, and it sends a request to him, and apparently I accept it, but because for some reason my cousin's internet won't let me, like, I can't. Whenever I was trying to stream stuff, I can't watch my stream, but I can put it up on my phone, not connected to his internet, and I can stream perfectly. So I don't know what the fuck's going on there, because he has the same kind of internet I do. But, like, I couldn't get it to come up, so I couldn't watch his shit. Because it was like, I'm going to learn your your play style, and I'm going to beat you. Because he's playing Street Fighter and shit. And he said he didn't even lose a match, or he didn't even win a match all day. So apparently only the elites play over the weekend. But yeah, like, I thought that was pretty cool that you could actually just, like, go and say, hey, I want to watch my friend play a game. So, I don't know about audio stuff. Well, not like any game. I mean, I just kind of wanted to, well, I wasn't doing anything this morning, so, like, I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to watch Lee play this while I'm doing other stuff on the internet or whatever, so I'm gonna go to jimquisition.com while he's playing a game. Oh god. Anyway, Guild Wars 2 did the latest Living Story stuff, couldn't remember what it was called. And that is pretty cool. Like, the thing is, if you actually do play Dan, it's all updated. Did you get updated? All right. So, I will have to, like, update you on what's going on, because you're not going to really know what's happening. Because there's some crazy shit. And, like, this latest one's really cool. You actually get to play as Kaith because you're playing through her memories. So, it's really interesting. Because we did a little bit of that because we were hoping you were going to be on last night, and then, well, apparently you didn't eat till fucking 11 o'clock at night. And then eating that food probably put you right to sleep.
I was getting a terrible headache from basically eating so late. And,
I've never got a headache from eating late.
I get headaches from being hungry.
You should have had a snack or something. You always have those crisps and shit you eat during the podcast.
I don't have anything at the moment. But, she probably would have, you know, if that happened, you can guarantee that as soon as I, like, started tucking into a bag of chips or a cheese on toast or something like that, she would have turned up, and then I'd be like, oh, damn it. So, mind you, at least I would, yeah. That's what I was like. Oh, she can't be much longer. Come on, half eight.
God, yeah, I probably would have found something like a block, a piece of cheese or something to tear into. Okay.
I'm not gonna sit there nibbling on a hunk of cheese like some sort of rat.
Why not? You know, my cousin and I, when we got really drunk back whenever I was in college and everything, we would actually toast on his Foreman grill. I don't know if you know what a Foreman grill is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we would, like, we would throw pieces of cheese on there. Like, this kind of tastes like burnt bacon. Some weird shit back then.
I guess he didn't clean it very often then.
Well, no, like, well, maybe it wasn't clean, like, really, really well, but, like, I don't know. Well, no, we never made bacon on it, so.
the hell was he cooking on it?
Chicken.
I'm going to grill my ass.
Possibly. I'll eat off nothing ever again. Well, I haven't in many years now, so. But yeah. Having Guild Wars and burnt cheese. Those are some fucking drunken nights, man. We're like, we're so hungry. You put that cheese on because we had nothing else in the house. Anyway, I'm going to save this one for last because I need to bitch about it. So if you listened last week, I was playing some Dragon Age Origins. And by triumphant victory, I beat Dragon Age Origins. Ah! I was so excited to beat it. My victory achieved picture was creepy. if you haven't seen that, then you should probably go look at it. But I beat Dragon Age Inquisition, and I started the Awakening. Because fucking Teflon told me... that the whatever you use for Inquisition, the forge or whatever the hell they call it, it takes choices from Awakening and the Witch Hunt, so I have to play through both those DLCs before I can move into two. I think he just wants me to fucking stall because I just bought him for his birthday.
I've never played the Witch Hunt.
I should go back. Well, I do.
That'll mean starting at the beginning.
Yeah. Because you play on the 360 and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think the Witch Hunt, because he says it's only like a 2-hour DLC or something like that. So.
And I don't think I've got Dragon Age 2, so I'd have to get...
Well, I need to get you Dragon Age 2 so you can play that before we could play Dragon Age 2 and then Inquisition, and then, hey, you would have that update by the time you finish 2. Inquisition would be all updated and work fine. But yeah, I've done like fucking everything in Awakening. And right now, I don't know what else I can do before I actually finish it. So I may be finishing it maybe not tomorrow because I gotta edit, but Tuesday and shit, I may actually finish Awakening. So we will see. But it is, oh goddamn, I love the game too much and I fucking hated it. Hated it. So I'm like completely excited to beat the DLC and everything. So yeah. And then the last game which Dan and I have played is the first episode of Game of Thrones, a Telltale game. Had to say it like that apparently because that is what it is called.
Yeah.
So let me get into
It's not. It's Game of Thrones, a Telltale game. Game series.
Oh, sorry, series. Forgot that little bit. anyway, so I need to get into my little bitch about it. So first, it doesn't tell you what... Well, okay, now, first thing, graphics look like shit. Like, complete shit. They should have completely kept the whole cell shading, because their character's skin looks like muddy, like falling apart oil painting shit. It's horrible. I was so pissed off. Like, it looked just so bad like that. And the curves aren't curves, they're like 1,000 angles. Like,
the polygons
are very, very old genish, or they just see. I think those two go together, like the jagginess and the oil painting shit that make it just horrible. And as soon as, like, I was like, oh, all these guys are sounding great. As soon as the main character opened his mouth, I fucking hated it. I think Dan's like, he's northern. I was like, he sucks.
He's northern.
From the north. Yeah, like, oh man, I did not like the voice acting for that guy. Two of the main characters, I hated their voices. And the one girl that's actually main character, I was like, okay, her voice is okay, but like two guys that just did not like their voices, and like the little guy, or the one main character, I'm not gonna mention any names or anything, but like the one, the
third
one
that you get to play,
yeah, Dave, reminds me of what Dan used to do with Danny Darko. Is that his name or something?
Donnie Darko.
He's like, No.
Danny Dyer.
Okay, yeah.
Danny Dyer. I'm a classically trained actor.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The fucking character. Hated him. Oh, I just did not like the voice acting for the main characters. Like, everyone else I'm fine. And then I got into, like, the QuickTime events, and I couldn't do anything because I thought, you know, it says move left, move right, so I was using my mouse, and then I was dying every fucking time, and I couldn't do anything, and I was like, I almost, like, fucking shut the game off and didn't play it anymore. And then Dan's like, use the arrow, or, you know, use WASD. And I'm like, but it's showing, like, an arrow thing. Of course, it may have done this in Walking Dead and all this stuff, and for some reason completely forgot to do. I don't know. Man, I just went fucking stupid forever. But, like, I was trying to do all this stuff, and I couldn't do it with the mouse, and maybe it's because I have two monitors, because I would actually move out of the game sometimes when trying to do it. So that shit happened. But, God, as soon as I used the arrow keys or the WASD keys, I was perfectly fine with it. It wasn't like a problem or anything. And I was like, oh, thank God. But the graphics are shit. Like, I do not anyone looks. The main characters actually are, or not the main characters, but like the Game of Thrones actual like TV series characters look fine. They're not bad. But it just seems like everyone else are like meh. Let's just throw this shit at their face and see what sticks on it. So, yeah, I'll stop bitching about Game of Thrones. Dan, what do you have to say about Game of Thrones?
It does definitely look horrible. It looks like it's been passed through a low gen. Almost like early Xbox 360 or late Xbox One filter. Just to make it look really shitty.
Wait, which Xbox One are you talking about?
Sorry, the original Xbox. But yeah, and it's just that, and you know, I've got it on, like, we've both got it on the highest settings you can on the PC. And
which
it just
isn't, like, you know, hard to do because it's not a very, or Telltale games aren't really graphic intensive and shit like that.
No, and it's just, And on yours, it seemed to run a bit slower as well, because I was getting through bits, like the load sections a bit quicker. At least it seemed I was.
No, because there was one time, like at the beginning of it, I was running really far behind, and then in the end, I was actually running ahead of you.
Well, that's true.
So, but actually, yeah. I finished it a couple minutes ahead of you.
I did cock up a bit several times.
Oh, so did I.
Well, yeah, that's true. But yeah, you know, I think the game itself is going to be fantastic. It's just a shame that it is let down by how it looks. And I know I keep saying, you know, it's not the most important thing, but when
compared to Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us, yeah, like, this looks horrible compared to those.
Yeah, when you're used to those, you think, you kind of expect them to kind of look a bit, you know, polished at least. I mean, this doesn't even look like they've dug. It looks like it's been rushed.
Well, yeah, though, it really does. That's what I was gonna say. Is the one thing I think is they should have kept this at least a month, just like they did with The Walking Dead and The Wolf Among Us, like have them a month apart and shit like that. But like, it just seems like this one was so rushed, and we haven't we've been trying to play Borderlands. Or what the hell is it? Borderlands. Tales from the Borderlands. That's what it is. We've been trying to play that, but we haven't yet. We kind of want to see like how they both are compared to each other. Because I know, well, Borderlands is going to be cel shaded. But I think they spent more time on that than Game of Thrones. And the thing that really pissed me off about Game of Thrones, it's $30. What the fuck?
Yeah. I think it works out at the similar price on a per episode basis to Tales from the Borderlands, but yeah. Not entirely sure that was possibly the best way of them going about it in the first place. But. It's going to be, it's going to be an enjoyable game to play, and hopefully the next episode might look a bit nicer.
I don't know if they're going to look any nicer, but the redeeming quality is what the ending to that. I just went, fuck! Yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah, I'm hooked now.
Yeah, like, as soon as it happened, because the new day was behind me, I just went, what? and then I had to mute myself. I started freaking out. So yeah, if that doesn't get you into it, all the bitching aside, what they did. Telltale is very good at their stories.
Yeah, that's the best thing that they've got going, especially in Game of Thrones.
If you want Game of Thrones, this episode does Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It feels like you're playing an episode. The way it swaps locations and characters and what's going on, it really does feel like an episode of the TV series, rather than the books. It doesn't.
Took me a lot longer to finish the episode than it did for an episode of the TV series.
Well, yeah.
I love games.
But, yeah, it is great, and I'm going to really enjoy watching, playing and watching and finding out what's happening in this part of it. So it's going to be good.
Well, I kind of have to go with it anymore.
I've also I've played other games this week. Not many. Don't get too excited. I had a go on Space Base DF9, which I bought last week and barely touched.
As well, I want to play it.
It's a cool little game. The tutorial is basic, but it gets you there. And it's kind of cool. You start off in the tutorial. That's pretty much all I've played so far. And you've got a kind of pre-built station for you, and you've got a couple of guys, and you have to keep the space station going and expand it and mine asteroids so you can make it bigger. It's kind of like, if you imagine, a bit like a Terraria in space, for example, but 2D on a different plane. Ships come in and attack you, and they can join you and stuff like that. It's cool.
Since you actually played it, you should go and tell St. Killjoy, in the thing where it says I bought the game, in your little timeline. Yeah, he asked me, tell me what you think of after you play it. I don't know, whenever I'm finally going to get around to it, but yeah, you should answer that for him.
Well, he could just listen to the podcast.
I don't know if he does. Maybe.
Well, you can tell him to find out. If he wants to find out, I talk about it on the show, and then he can listen to it. And we'll get an extra listener. Woo!
I'll let him know right now. Oh, I gotta find that thing.
It's pretty cool. I need to play more of it. But, of course, I do have one massive mistress in my life, and that mistress is Elite Dangerous.
At least you didn't say your mother.
No, that would be freaking weird. but I've just got a shiver going up and down my back. Oh, I feel a bit sick now.
We'll see you next week, folks.
Oh, dear. Anyway, yeah, Tales from... Space DF9. Elite Dangerous. God. New update updates in the past couple of days. Added a couple, one of them today. It's called the, oh, I can't fucking remember what it's called. Well, there's the Type 7 hauler, which is a big old hauler that goes in between the Type 6 and the Type 9. There's no Type 8 yet, but I imagine they will be. And the other one, which I've just bought, the Adder, which is kind of like a bigger hauler.
Oh, and that's a new ship.
Yeah.
It's actually cheap, like a, too?
Like cheap, yeah, it's 80,000, 83,000. It's kind of like it's got two small hard points and one medium hard point.
Which I still have no idea how that shit works.
And it can hold, it can take a bit more than the hauler, I think, but not much. But it can actually be quite a good little combat ship. So it's kind of it's kind of nice.
It's like a small or a less powerful version of the Cobra. Cobra
can say
haul a good amount, but
yeah, I'd say if the hauler that's like, what is that, 50-something thousand. 56,000. If that's a transit van, then the Adder is the A-team's transit van.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's got a couple of extra, well, one extra gun turret on it, I think, and it looks quite cool. I haven't even flown it yet, but I've really enjoyed it. And the cinematic trailer has been released. That came out on Wednesday. Well worth checking out. The soundtrack is Out of the Black by Royal Blood. And I must admit, it doesn't really bear a huge amount of resemblance to what happens in the game, because it kind of compresses all the action. It looks like there's a huge amount of stuff going on all the time. And at the moment, not so much, but hopefully on Tuesday when it comes out, it'll be quite a lot more populated. I have seen a lot more people about that, but we're still waiting for the kind of the bits that makes co-op play possible. So that's going to be coming out early next year, I think. The Wings DLC or update. That's all I've played on my computer, but I have played a little game on my phone, which deserves a notable mention. It's called Pew Pew, all one word. And it's kind of like Geometry Wars, but on your phone. I'm quite enjoying it. Apart from the fact that I end up not touching the right part of the screen and flying into something now and then.
Well, that sounds like a phone game kind of thing.
Yeah, I haven't tried it with my 360 controller yet, but I imagine it'll probably work quite well with that. But yeah, that's been it, I think. So we're going to take a break. I'm actually going to have a cigarette. And you'll listen to some music, and we'll be back with a bit of news. Okay, we are back, and as ever, it's the news section, and Gary's going to take us off with the first bit of news, something dear to his heart.
Amiibos, yay, money spent. So this is another of the exclusives of the Amiibo, and this is, retailer exclusive, and it is the Mona Lisa and Luma Amiibo, and it is going to be a Target exclusive. So, if you want that one, you have to go there. And apparently it comes out in February, and if I get them all, I guess the other thing that I need to mention about Amiibos is apparently some of them are going to be discontinued after, like, first runs and stuff, and, like, that sucks, and Nintendo, you're dumb for trying to, or not trying to capitalize on getting a bunch of money, or you're, I don't know. They want more to sell for a lot on eBay, apparently, just like the $25,000 Princess Peach with no legs. God. Yeah, like, some of these things are kind of insane. And, like, Courtney was looking on eBay and stuff and seeing that, like, even amiibos that are packaged wrong, like some are sideways or upside down and shit like that, are going for like $80. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's like six times what they normally go for. What the hell? So, I don't know. But, yeah. If you want this one, go to Target. If you don't want it, well, you're a better person than I. That's really it for that, Dan.
Well, actually, before we go into that, apparently, I noticed something earlier about how things selling for stupid amounts of money on eBay. Sony aren't very happy about that stupidly expensive PlayStation that was sold on eBay, the limited edition.
We could have sold those for so much money.
Yeah. But the next one is it's a game that I haven't been playing yet because I've been waiting for it to be patched. So it's a possible bug. And patch 2 recently was released, and that was for the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, and PC. As to be able to, Inquisition had a few bugs on release, and quite a lot of them have been dealt with already. Patch 2 aimed to fix more of the issues, but it ended up causing something a bit odd with some PC players. Basically, it seems to be making all the characters really old.
You look like a skeleton, man.
Yeah, which again they're looking into to try to sort it out. And apparently attacks with ice effects are losing the animation as well. The patch mainly focuses on single player as it's got lots of bugs, but the multiplayer also saw some tweaks. And for some reason the character options on the PC became altered, removing scars, reducing freckles, and in some cases aging the character significantly. They've, by way of, released a workaround via their forum, which involves the addition of a new command line to, a parameter. But you'll have to remove that command line before the next patch to ensure that'll work properly. So, yeah, a bit of an odd one.
They still haven't fixed Dan's bug that he wants gone.
Well, yeah, I haven't even had an issue with that bug yet, but I don't want to end up with my characters, well, with my party not talking as much because that's, you know, a good part of the game. I like hearing their crazy banter.
Oh, yeah, like in Origins, I've laughed many times, especially over the DLC, that's been really good dialogue between the other characters. And then whenever Ogryn, that's his name.
Ogryn, yeah.
Yeah. Half the shit he says or people say to him is fucking hilarious. I laugh every time I hear it. So yeah, that is something that is really good in those games.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it looks like they're working on it. But come on, guys, fix it. I want to play this damn game.
Well, you haven't even played 2 yet, apparently.
I have, but not on the PC.
Oh, you played 2 as well on the Xbox?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, you did, because you did a review for it.
Yeah, I did indeed. But yeah, still having issues with Dragon Age. And, yeah, next bit's a bit sad. So, Gary, you can take that.
Because I get all the sad stuff.
Yeah.
So, for all... well, this actually happened, or was found out, like, the day of the last podcast. I didn't see it until, like, the day after. But apparently, or not apparently, the father of gaming has died, or I should say console gaming. So, crap, I lost his name. Oh, there it is. So Ralph Baer, died at the age of 92 on, let me look at this. The 6th, I believe it was, of, December, at the age of 92. So he was quite the old man, and it's not like, oh, why did he die so young? He had quite the full life, so it's not like, oh man, you know, this guy died, you know, way before he should have. You know, he, made the, or he's the one that, you know, created the brown box, in the, he made it in the 60s and it came out in 72 and, it was the start of the whole gaming thing, with, you know, having games on your consoles and everything. So definitely something that, needs to, you know, be heard over the whole, you know, gaming industry and stuff, just because he is, you know, the founder of enjoyment by millions.
It was the Magna Vox. Oh, I can't remember what the console was that it ended up being
Magna
released
Vox
as.
Odyssey.
That was it.
Oh yeah, that's the brown box became the Magna Vox Odyssey.
Yeah.
72. Yeah.
And I guess, you know, it is fair to call him the father of gaming because computers back then were a lot more expensive than the
one, a 1 megabyte or no, not megabyte, kilobyte or whatever. Like floppy disk was the size of your head.
Yeah, so it was just, yeah, it was sad, but you know, he had damn good innings, and I'm gonna have to read more about him. Definitely.
I've taken a few shots in his honor this week. More than people say I should. But yeah, that's it for that, Dan. What we got next?
Okay, yeah, this is about Papers, Please. Basically, Apple's app review team caused a bit of a small fracas this weekend when it forced the guys who made the award-winning Papers, Please to remove pixelated nudity prior to the iPad debut. But they changed their course on Friday, so it was last weekend, suggesting the game's developer resubmit the title with a user-selectable full nudity option. The whole point about the nudity in this is to show, you know, what it's like for immigration with some of the stuff people have to go through, and especially in this fake plan that they've made up. But it's loads of people are saying, you know, is it a key issue to the game? Isn't it? I guess it's that's a tough call, but it's a great game. So if you haven't played it and you've been waiting for an iOS game, then yeah, it's on a special introductory price of $6, and the update to restore nudity is expected to come later on next week. So you can have the nudity. And it's not exactly like it's anything pornographic. It's like,
hey, this guy has this tiny penis hanging out here.
and it's
boobs. Oh God.
It is relevant to the kind of message that's contained within the game, in my opinion. It is.
Yeah, strip searches and shit that actually happen. Like, it's not a common thing. Especially in other countries, it may be even more like, more than this. I don't know. Cavity search. At least you're not doing that shit and seeing him shove his fist up their ass or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not like I really cared that much. I mean, it's not like, oh, hey, this person has like these gigantic boobs. Look at these.
Yeah, it's never done gratuitously. It's always done. It's because it's something that happens when you're, you know, it happens everywhere, I imagine. I've never had a full cavity search, but I wouldn't be surprised if they've happened in the UK. I wouldn't be surprised if it had happened pretty much in every country ever.
So you were going to say, I wouldn't be surprised if it happened to me.
Well, with the amount of metal happen. I've got in my body.
Sorry, so you're going to have to take off your pants. So. We can't tell with
God
our...
damn it.
That's why Dan does good traveling.
Yeah.
So should I move on to the next piece then?
Yeah, go for it.
So a piece of news that could piss some Sony players off if this becomes a full-time exclusive is The Rise of the Tomb Raider is now being published by Microsoft. Not just exclusive to Microsoft, it is being published by them. Which, if it's like a Nintendo thing, it's not going to come anywhere else. But we'll really see on that. But where does see the at? Well, apparently these people at IGN reached out to Square Enix and they said, yes, Microsoft will be publishing Rise of the Tomb Raider on Xbox. Microsoft has always been huge potential in Tomb Raider and they will get behind this game with more support across development, marketing, and retail than ever before, which we believe will be a step in continuing to build the Tomb Raider franchise as one of the biggest in gaming. So, you know, Microsoft is actually funding this now. Apparently, I don't know, Square Enix is not doing so well that they can't publish their own games and shit?
I have no idea.
Or it's like, they don't want to spend money on this franchise. It didn't make us enough money in the first week or whatever the hell it was.
Well, they did say that, didn't they?
Yeah.
They consider it a failure.
Which is sold quite a bit. Like, I mean, so many people really, really like the game. And hopefully Rise of the Tomb Raider is... God damn, I can't say shit today. The Rise of the Tomb Raider is even better and gets back more of the roots of, you know... I almost said dungeons, but, you know, bigger tombs and shit like that. And it should be really good. Now, I'm hoping that if this is, like, Microsoft exclusive and stuff, that because of, you know, Rise of Rome and Dead Rising 3 and all that stuff come to PC anyway, hopefully it comes to PC and I won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bound to. I mean, we've seen other Xbox One exclusives arrive, so. Yeah. I think Microsoft have finally realized that they do have this operating system that a lot of people use and play games on, so.
Yeah, how many Steam users there are and shit.
Yeah.
Of course, On Live wasn't very good, apparently, or it didn't do enough for them. Maybe it'll do better now. Maybe they did it too early. Who knows? But yeah, that's really it for that, Dan. Let's get into the next piece.
Yeah, the next one, it's amazing. It's called Enderal, The Shards of Order, and it's a total conversion mod for Skyrim. So if you've had enough of Skyrim, you really enjoyed it, but you want something different, check this out. It's been in development for Skyrim since 2011, and it's expected to be ready and released sometime in the next year. And its story isn't set in the Elder Scrolls world of Tamriel. Instead, according to the developers, it takes place in its own universe completely unrelated to Skyrim. It is massive, and it looks fantastic. Do go check it out. It looks amazing, and I am definitely going to be downloading this mod. It's just fantastic. I can't imagine... or think of anything else to say. It's utterly glorious. There's an undercity. There's so much stuff. Go check it out. It's just, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think I'd like try it. Just like this one screenshot I'm looking at right here. Like, this town looks pretty cool. Just from this little tiny section I can see.
Yeah. It's, and I'm not even entirely sure who the hell's working on this. So, terribly... Oh, Sure AI are working on it. And, yeah, it looks really good. So, check it out. What's next?
me tweeting Duke about this.
Yeah.
Because he's all into Skyrim, and if he can play more Skyrim, I don't think he'd mind.
Well, it's not Skyrim. It's just...
Yeah.
Uses.
But, like, yeah, I'm sure it's going to kind of play like Skyrim and all that stuff. And if it has more story stuff with that, hell, we'll see. I think I'll enjoy it. But anyway, so, Dan, do you have Destiny? Of course you don't.
Have you?
No, my cousin has it downstairs, and he's not affected by this. But apparently, if you didn't get the DLC for Bungie, or get the season pass or any of that stuff, Bungie said, fuck you! Because the first DLC, I don't know if they patched this yet, I haven't seen anything. But apparently, the first DLC actually locks you out of the weekly raids and shit like that. So you can't actually even get into them, and, you know, like, I can't remember, it says, like, you have to have DLC to play this. But nothing changes in them, like, there's nothing different about them at all. But they, like, something keeps people from actually playing, like, I can't remember what the ones are called. It doesn't say anything as far as I see. But yeah, you know, you can't actually do your raids and shit like that. And, well, I guess the thing would be, if you're playing Destiny and you don't have the DLC, why are you playing Destiny? Because, like, this is adding new content and, you know, shit for you to play. Like, it is the one reason to keep playing Destiny, other than, you know, if you want to get your character up higher level and stuff like that, and I don't know. But you'd think you want to, you know, get more out of it. Of course, paying for DLC kind of shit. That's why I like Guild Wars, where I don't have to pay for it. I'm getting all this crazy stuff. Like hundreds of hours of new content since it came out. So, that's really it for that. People probably know about by now, because I found out about them, like, Monday-ish. But Dan, what is next?
Okay, yeah, so Call of Duty, their retail sales have fallen again for the third straight year. Basically, the series has declined by 27% year over year. And okay, whilst, you know, it's not just Activision's games, obviously, but as Modern Advanced Warfare currently tops the sales charts, but it actually attracted less than half the first month sales of 2011's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, which is pretty nuts.
Yeah.
And it's as well as declining sales, there's also declining pre-orders. People are definitely getting burnt by pre-orders for advance. Well, there were declining pre-orders, obviously. But Activision is claiming that Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is the highest selling digital launch in console history. But I don't think that's going to soften the blow that much retail side. I can't imagine there were that, you know, a huge amount more. And, it looks like the data suggesting that their quarter four revenue is very low. So are we seeing the end of Call of Duty?
Maybe in the next 5 years.
Yeah. Is it because people miss the Nazis?
People like killing Nazis that much.
Well, you know, it has been a hobby for people for quite some time. But yeah, I certainly haven't played the last two Call of Duty games, so...
Call of Duty 4 was my last one.
Yeah, I liked 4.
Oh, no, sorry, World of War. That was my last one.
Yeah, I like that as well. If I had it on PC, I'd almost want to play it. But I don't, so I won't.
I kind of do, just because of the whole, like, Titanfall thing, and, you know, you'd be able to move around the map more and shit.
Yeah, but... could you just play Titanfall?
Totally need to do that.
Yeah. Anyway, what's up next? Don't tell me that this is true.
Well, we don't know exactly yet, but earlier in the week, Sony got hacked again with the whole DDoS shit and all that stuff. God, people love hacking these companies. Which I don't think Nintendo really gets hacked that much, if ever. I don't know, maybe people just love Nintendo. At least I do. Maybe they're all Nintendo fanboys. They're like, fuck these other consoles! Wii U! but apparently Sony is making a Mario movie?
But the last one was terrible.
But this one is animated.
Now, hang on, why is Sony making it?
I don't know. Because Nintendo doesn't have like a... Because, you know, Sony has the rights to Spider-Man, stuff like that. Maybe Nintendo went to them and said, hey, well, this would be weird. Hey, Sony, you're our competitor. Why don't you make us a Mario movie? I don't know.
I mean, are they going to deliberately make it shit so that PlayStation...
They were like, wow, man, Mario, we're not buying those games anymore. I don't know, that one movie didn't do it for him, so... I don't know. It's weird. Really, really weird. But, like, let's see. This thing says...
Why didn't they make, you know, something from their own IP?
I don't know. God of War, the movie.
Or Uncharted.
Game of Thrones, everyone dies. Well, isn't that still kind of a thing? But it's not yet? I don't know. No, thought there was a casting for it, and it's supposed to happen.
All right.
But that's like live action shit.
This has really confused me, sorry.
Sony, the competitor of Nintendo, is making a game for... Or making a game, making a movie for a game that they don't have. I don't know, it's weird.
What's going to happen next? Is Microsoft going to make an operating system for Nintendo? God, that would be horrible.
Yeah, it'd be even more broken than how Nintendo does their online. God. This one quote here says, I guess this came out of the hack thing. I am the proud father of Mario the Animated Film. Producer Avi Arad told Sony Studio Chief Amy Pascal in an email dated October 23rd, 2014, with the subject line, Mario. Arad then forwarded Pascal separate images of him with Mario Brothers creator Shigeru Miyamoto. Really? Even with Miyamoto? And Nintendo CEO Satoru Iwata, the later of which included the message, Happy CEO, let's get together, it's the mother load. So, yeah.
I'm going to take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, well, this one thing says, like, most films don't even make it to this, make it past the handshake, but don't make it to the silver screen. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And a lot of game movies that do make tight. So.
Yeah. But that's it for that, Dan. Get us out of here, or get us out of the news with your last piece.
Yeah, the last piece, nice short one. Alien Isolation 2 might be on the cards. It seems that Creative Assembly are working on potential storylines for a sequel to Alien Isolation. In a recent interview with AVPGalaxy.net, Gary Napper, lead designer of Alien Isolation, was asked about the game's ending and how much Creative Assembly have thought about a possible sequel. And then the stuff about spoilers. So I'm not going to say anything because I haven't finished it yet. And but yeah, they're working on.
Apparently did better than they thought it was going to do or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Apparently they're going to stick to the same terrifying single alien approach, but do more with the environment and interactivity within it. This isn't an official confirmation about two. And that it's being developed. It's just that at the moment they're thinking about what they could do to continue the story in the future. And so, yeah, it could be a thing. It's obviously not going to be as quick out off the mark as Five Nights at Freddy's 2 that just seemed to spring up instantly.
And but, hopefully yeah, that's it's it not for... 20 hours.
Yeah. Well, that is it for the news. So we are going to take another quick break and then we'll be back with all of the correspondence we've had this week and all that good stuff. Okay, we are back, and it's time for the question of the week. We asked you last week, what do you think the main plot behind Assassin's Creed Victory will be? And, well, we had two answers. So, Gary, why don't you take those?
Take both of them?
Yeah, might as well. Second one's really short.
Yeah. So the first one comes from Teflon12, and he says, don't really care for Assassin's Creed, so I'm not bothered by it. But probably something to do with Jack the Ripper, which for me seems like the only thing that happened. Because I looked up, and literally nothing happens in the 19th century of London. Nothing. I'm hoping there's like some fucking really drunk guy that's wandering the streets throughout the whole game, like just showing up randomly and going like, well, with his like other drunken buddy going like, it's elementary, Watson.
You know what they should have done? They should set it 100 years earlier. No, set it 100 years earlier and have it set around HMS Victory and Lord Nelson and the Battle of Trafalgar, which was in 1805. So I guess that it might have a bit of the Battle of Trafalgar in it, perhaps.
That's only a few years after Assassin's Creed Unity, too. So, because Assassin's Creed Unity's, I think it ends around 1780 something. When the hell does the revolution end?
Oh, I can't remember. I can't even remember which one it was because there's a couple.
No, not like at the beginning of the game, whenever you get that one thing from the British guy talking about Les Miserables.
Yeah, no, it's
it's 1776 that it starts. Well, that's when the game starts. I think it's around whenever I said so. I don't know. But the other one comes from Womble MK3. We love Womble. And he says, stabby, stabby death. Which is basically every Assassin's Creed game. So I guess if they just do more of that, people will buy it. But yeah, that's it for the quest of the week. So for the next quest of the week, we're going to ask, do you think Microsoft publishing Rise of the Tomb Raider is going to be completely Microsoft or Xbox One exclusive, or you think it will still eventually come out to PS4 and all that? I hope it will, but I'm not exactly sure. I'm guessing at least PC it'll come to, but if they still do the, you know, PS4 is going to get it in a couple months, I can't really say, because Nintendo stuff always stays on their consoles. I don't see how or what. It depends how much money Microsoft gave for this, you know, and stuff, gave it exclusive. Just like Nintendo with Bayonetta, you know, they completely, you know, funded the project, and it wouldn't have existed without it. So is this the same way for Rise of the Tomb Raider? I don't know. I mean, apparently it was already going to be made. Of course, this whole thing being published by Microsoft could have been just not shown before. So, I don't
know. It'll show up on PC.
At least PC. Hopefully, PC. Or it better be PC. I don't care.
Okay, well, now, I guess, TGM checks. We've had two. This one is from good friend Teflon12, and he says at the Games with RPG, hashtag TGM check, been playing Ocarina of Time on my 3D on my 2DS. Almost done with Valiant Hearts on the PC, and also started Dragon Age 2 on the PC, so he's not waiting for you.
Yep, nope. But we did talk today, and he said I'm probably going to overtake him, especially if I keep playing, or if I play that like I did this. For Dragon Age Origins, so yeah, I'll probably catch up to him. And if not, I think he may be in the Inquisition for Christmas, so we'll see. I'll definitely be cut off for that, or maybe he can wait, you know, a day or something. But yeah, we'll see. Who knows? But the next and last TGM check is from GamerGirl27. We love her so much. And she says, Dragon Age Inquisition, and more Dragon Age Inquisition. Oh, and a tiny bit of Destiny. That's how it should be. I said that, not her. Dragon Age is my life, and I hate myself.
You hate yourself for finally seeing the light.
Apparently. Now people are going to start yelling at me for not finishing Mass Effect 2 and 3.
Well, yeah. Anyway, Gary, shout outs. Here you go.
So this is person, I have no idea if they listen to the podcast, but goddamn, every time that I put up the N4G shit, last week it got funded, it got approved in like less than half an hour, I think. I was like, holy shit, it was awesome, insane, I was all excited. But this one person who always, every single time, if it goes for a little bit, they have 5 approvals on them, and I love it. But they're always approving, so Puzzle, thank you very much if you listen. Let us know if you listen, because I want to know that you heard me thank you and love you. and then also the lovely Teflon 12, because it was his birthday on the 12th. So, happy birthday. You got Dragon Age 2, and he fucked himself over because I had Dragon Age 2 and Dragon Age Inquisition in my cart on Origin, about to buy it for him. And he goes, we were on TeamSpeak, and he's like, I think my wife's getting me Dragon Age Inquisition for Christmas, so he may not be happy during Christmas if she didn't get it for him. I told him, well, you can always murder your wife if she doesn't get it for you, because you could have had it 2 weeks earlier. She was going to be some yelling or something like, why did you get it for me? I could have had it.
I'm sure that's a valid reason for murder.
Not game Dragon Age Inquisition? Oh, no. Camera girl, is it worth murder for not getting Dragon Age Inquisition? anyway, that's really it for my shoutouts. I think, Dan, you.
Obviously, Teflon, happy birthday. Sorry, I couldn't afford to get you anything. And my mate Tim, whose birthday it is today, and I haven't got him anything either. Yeah, happy birthday, Tim. Okay, web for the week to come. Where can we find you, Gary?
Everywhere and nowhere. MRS89 on the Twitter, Uplay. Speaking of that, I played the Companion app. In the last 2 to 3 days, I haven't been able to get on the Companion app. Or no, I can get on it, but it won't log into Uplay, so I can't do anything, and it's pissing me off. I just want to finish it up. I'm not even playing Unity, so pissed. MRS89 is also Star Citizen and Elite Dangerous. And since Elite Dangerous comes out next week, this week, in 2 days, I'll probably be playing that this week a lot, maybe. I don't know, Dragon Age may actually take away my space sim right now. Who knows? Steam is Amazon_9 and Nintendo Network and Origin, which I will definitely be on for Dragon Age 2, which is definitely going to be next week on the podcast. You'll hear it because, I'm almost done with Dragon Age Origins completely. And then Amber0289 is PSN whenever I jump on there. Dan, you.
I am hardly down everywhere, so that's nice and easy. I will be playing I already have been playing a lot of Elite Dangerous. I'll be playing more Elite Dangerous because it'll be out. Yay! Find me in that. I'm hardly down that in that on Twitter everywhere. So just, yeah, you know by now. Okay, Gary, everyone get hold of us as the podcast.
I'll just say this right now. I have not seen any likes or follows or anything, so I just won't even mention that we haven't got any. It's been slow these last couple weeks. It's the holidays. People don't feel like clicking buttons. I don't know. Well, it's not the holidays yet, but people are like exhausted because it's the end of the year. We'll go with that. You can find us on Facebook at the Games Podcast. You can send us voicemails through the RPG hotline, which is 412-267-RPG1. Or 412-267-7741. And then you can also email us at thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com. And you can also send in MP3s if you are in the in the UK, and it will cost a fortune to send it over the voicemail. And Rogue said he was going to send us a voicemail and didn't, so damn you. He said he was going to call, and he was like, I didn't know what to talk about, so I didn't call. Anyway, yeah, send us emails, RPG questions, anything. I need to make some RPG questions so I can do this by the end of the year. I have 2 weeks before the end of the year, so I'll try to do something, and I won't be lazy. And then our Twitter account is @thegamesmanrpg. And then you can also send in your hashtag TGM check and answer the hashtag TGM quest. And we would like you to do that, of course. And we will read them out on the show, and you'll be recognized as an awesome person who is loved by millions. And then you can also check out our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/thegamesmanrpg. And over the holiday season, whenever I am off at the end of the year for 9 days, I am going to put up all the podcasts, so that'll be a lot of fun. And if you're listening to this finally now, I am sorry for taking months to actually get that shit up. And then, also, I've been doing some Twitch streaming and doing Guild Wars and Game of Thrones, and then I turned off Game of Thrones because I was so pissed off. But our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/thegamesmanrpg. And then, last but not least, iTunes reviews. I will check for next week just to make sure we haven't got any, and I'll have Dan check in the UK to make sure we haven't got any, because I don't get emails for some reason, even though I should. Anyway, send them in. 5 stars. We love you. And we want you to do it. Maybe I'll send iTunes reviews out to all the podcasts I listen to, but you have to do it too. Pity on us. Anyway, that's it. Dan, get us out of here now.
Okay, that will do it for episode 48. So, on behalf of Gary Amris 89 Lever, I am Dan Hardley Dan Natman. We are the Gamesmen, and until next time, we ask,
what role will you play? Alrighty, let's get this fucking thing started.
Yeah, before I have to poop again.
Would you like to poo first?
No, I did earlier. That's why I went earlier. Don't hurry up, it'll be in it, mate.
We're good. Go.
It's your go, isn't it?
No, it's yours. 48. <All right. laughs> I did it last week.
Did you? I didn't remember. I was sitting here waiting for you to start.
I wish I could put that in the outtakes for people. Why are we listening to 20 seconds of silence?
Oops. I got all confused.
I was sitting here I had time written down. I was come on.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of The Games. Are you sure I didn't host it last week?
Yes, I have odd, you have even.
Okay, just check.
God damn it.
Plus this week, I am Hardly Dan, otherwise known as Dan Natman, and with me, as ever, is the fucking devil of the internet.
If not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portions for a full refund.
Curse you!